This became available on Disney Plus this morning at midnight. Any news on early streaming numbers or response to it yet?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if there's specific, hard data out there at the moment, but it seems like at least it is generating a lot of positive chatter. As you mentioned, it's been in the works for a while. And historically, people would have had to shell out, high amounts of money or to see it on Broadway or get, maybe listen to the soundtrack. So finally getting its debut, I think it'll be a big boost for Disney Plus.
When Disney rolled out this new platform, I believe it crashed. I mean, everyone was on it, not just the kids, but all the parents who remember their favorite movies. So it's a huge platform, and I think there were free trials. And just to get people involved, are there any more free trials?
Yeah, so that's also an interesting development that kind of ties into this Hamilton release. So on the 19th, actually, pretty recently of June, Disney announced, or rather it was reported that Disney Plus would no longer have free trials. Before, it was offering 7-day free trials for people to, sample content and then maybe sign up and stay with the service. But now, to see this big hit, musical, Hamilton, people are going to have to pay for the service to see it.
Does that surprise you?
I think it makes sense in terms of Disney wanting to capitalize on, such a zeitgeisty musical and the demand that probably comes along with that to their service. Their 1-year anniversary of launch is coming up in November. So, something I mentioned in the article I recently wrote about the Hamilton releases, they probably want to have, a good number to report, come that 1-year anniversary date.
And looking forward, the entire entertainment industry has had to pivot and rethink itself, reimagine how they're presenting things. Are we going to see, if Broadway's not opening till 2021, will we see more musicals presented this way, do you think?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think Hamilton is definitely the first, musical to that we've seen on a newer streamer of this caliber. And I wouldn't be surprised if we do see more streamers kind of try to chase the rights to musicals. That'll be interesting to keep an eye on.
All right. And finally, before we let you go, you watch all these things, movies, television, will it all be changing or will it get back to what we call normal?
Depends on, what you define as normal, but I think that the coronavirus pandemic has definitely just kind of accelerated existing trends that were already happening before. By that, I mean, streaming was already on its way up before the pandemic hit. And, early data showed that in the first kind of few weeks of stay-at-home orders, people were streaming a lot more. So kind of just making it more clear, where the demand is.